Well, they will mean that it will be very easy for police to detain asylum seekers across the country. Before, that was only possible within 8 kilometers or 5 miles, basically, from the border with Serbia, for instance. But now they can really detain them everywhere. That's one thing. The other thing is that it will be much easier to basically expel asylum seekers. Also, the time that people have to appeal against a negative decision is also much shorter, just about 3 days or so. So it will be much more difficult for people to receive asylum. And also, what is very controversial, according to several human rights groups, that under this new legislation, basically men, women, but even children can be detained in closed camps being set up at the border. And these are camps, for instance, made up of shipping containers and sea containers.
And when will these new rules come into effect?
If the president signs it, it could be starting by, for instance, next week, I think. The president still has to officially sign it into law, but it is expected that this will happen. The president is known to be a supporter of the ruling Fidesz party, so no really surprises are expected there, unless, of course, he vetoes the law, but I don't see that happening now.
Now, these people will be put in border camps built from shipping containers. Are these camps already being constructed?
Yes, they are already being constructed. And of course, it may take some time to completely finish it. But yes, they are being constructed. And also, at the same time, reception centers are being closed down. So the government of Hungary really wants to make it clear that it wants to increase the pressure on asylum seekers and people fleeing war and poverty. And of course, that is also what rights activists fear, because they say, actually, in fact, the number of asylum seekers Hungary is accepting is already very low. Just a few hundred people were accepted last year and also that year before. So most people are actually being rejected. So people say, what is Hungary really complaining about? Yes, in 2015, there were about 400,000 people entering Hungary, but that number has dramatically dropped, also because of an agreement between the European Union and Turkey. So critics really don't see this as a real reason for Hungary to introduce these measures now.
So how many migrants, refugees, asylum seekers are there in Hungary at the moment?
There are different figures. It is my understanding also, after speaking with the United Nations Refugee Agency, that there may be between a few hundred up to a few thousand, but that is really a wide estimation, but very few people. Actually, especially if you compare it to countries such as Germany that accepted as many as 900,000 people. So really the numbers here are much, much less. And, you know, the Prime Minister Viktor Orban is constantly saying that the country is under siege and we need a state of emergency and so on. But critics say that is really part of a wider propaganda campaign ahead of the upcoming elections next year.
Well, indeed, Viktor Orban built a wall on Hungary's border with Serbia to keep migrants out. So how many are still managing to enter Hungary each day or each week?
There are very few people who still manage to enter, but that is at least what the authorities are saying. However, when you really study it, I think still thousands of people managed to enter through that fence, at least last year. They were captured by the authorities. But I think it's getting increasingly difficult, also because they're building now a second fence, which also will have heat sensors and other surveillance tools. So it's getting very, very difficult. Officially, by the way, only about 10 people a day, that is according to UNHCR, will be able, under these new measures, to enter Hungary legally. There are already thousands of soldiers and troops in that area. And also, even this week, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán attended a swearing-in ceremony for a special police force called Border Hunters. And they are really picking up the pace and making it very difficult for people to enter.